Sahavīryam karavāvahai tejasvināvadhītamastu māvidviṣāvahai Om Shanti 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 Guru Brahma Guru Vishnu Guru Devo Maheshwarah Guru Deva Param Brahma Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Samasta Jana Kalyane Niratam Karunamayam Namami Chinmayam Devam Satgurum Brahma Vidvaram Vasudeva Sutam Devam Kamsa Chanuna Mardanam Devaki Paramanandam Krishnam Vande Jagat Gurum Krishnam Vande Jagat Gurum
In sloka number 48 of chapter 18 of Bhagavad Gita, Lord says, Sahajam karma kaunteya sadosamapi na tyajet. Sahajam karma, according to your vasanas, according to your swabhav, each person should do his karma. Sahajam karma kaunteya. Sadosamapi, if you think it is has got evil, if it is, you think it is inferior, there is shortcoming in that, still na tyajet, don't give it up. Do all your actions according to your swabhav and varna, ashram. According to your vasana, according to your varna, varna means Brahman, Chatri, Vaisya, Sudra, according to ashram, brahmacharya, grihastha, vanaprastha and sannyasa ashram. And according to your position in the society, act in the world. Don't try to take paradharma. Don't think that dharma, his profession is better. Suppose you are Brahman and you think there is more money in the business. Don't do that. Do the dharma Brahman. It is all given in the scripture. Then he says, Sarvarambha hi dosena. Know for sure that whatever is begun, Sarvarambha, anything which is begun, that means any action taken, this has got dosa. There is a shortcoming. There is an evil. The karma binds us. Sadosamapi. Dhumena agnir iva abrita. Like the smoke covers fire. It is associated. Fire and smoke are together. Similarly, the karma and dosa is always together. Why so? Why there is a dosa in the karma? The Shankaracharya says, because it is of the nature of sattva, rajas and tamas. Our body is made of sattva, rajas, tamas. All the objects of the world are also made of sattva, rajas, tamas. And these sattva, rajas, tamas are the moods of our mind. And these moods of the mind fluctuate every minute, every second. Broadly we see that in the early morning we are sattvic. When the sun rises, from sunrise to sunset we are rajasic, we are very active. And when the sun sets we all become tamasic. This is broadly. But every moment this varies. So while you are working in your office, some period of time may be sattvic. At that time your intellect is brilliant. You are able to give 100%. Your work is giving you 100% return also. But sometimes you become rajasic, all of a sudden a thought comes, I have to go and take ice cream. What will happen? Mind agitated at time. The work will not be that efficient because you are not putting in 100% of your mind. Some part of your mind is thinking about ice cream. And while working for 4 hours, 6 hours, 8 hours, we become tired. Now laziness has come. Tamasic state. On this we don't have any control. So the efficiency 100% will never remain throughout the whole day. That we have to understand. Because of the sattva, rajas and tamas, it will be like that. Lord said, it should not be given up. Then how should we do the karma? It is said in verse number 49, asakta buddhi sarvatra. Asakta buddhi, always unattached to that karma, sarvatra. Jitatma, jitatma means the controlled mind and senses. Vigat spriha means not craving for a specific result. Our problem is that we always crave for a specific result. I want to become first class first. If I become first class second, I start weeping, crying. Another person, he thought somehow I should pass. He was sure that he will fail, but he got compartmental. This compartmental system is in India. Out of 10 subjects, if you pass 6 subjects, you don't have to appear on those 6, you have to appear for the rest 4. So the person who was thinking I will fail, he passed in 6 subjects, failed in 4, he is rejoicing. And the person who was thinking I have to become first class first, he became first class second, he is crying. Why? Spriha. I am wanting this specific fruit of action. That specific fruit of action will never come as per our wish. Because the fruit of actions are not in our hand. Actions is in our hand, but the fruit of actions are not in our hand. Fruit of actions are in the hands of Lord. He gives the fruit of action. Bhigat spriya naiskram siddhi paramam. If you do this way, asakta buddhi sarvatra jitatma bhigat spriya, if you do all your actions in this way, you will get naiskram siddhim paramam. This is the param thing one can get. What is naiskram siddhi? Naiskarma means actionlessness is the naiskarma. And it is based on desirelessness. If there is no desire, there is no action. Desirelessness depends on vasana-lessness. If there is no vasana, no desire, no action. How can you become vasana-lessness? Once you come to know that you are Purna, you are that Atman, you are that Brahman, and you don't need anything from the world except to maintain your body, that's all. Then you are Purna. Desire is gone. Since we don't know our own true nature, the Atman, we think we are not Purna, we are apurna, we are incomplete. And we start collecting the things of the world, thinking that this will make me complete. And so far we never became complete. We are trying for last 40 years, 50 years. If you continue to try throughout the life, you will never become complete. But you can become complete if you get this naiskarma siddhi. Naiskarma siddhi means that if you know your true nature of your own true nature, then there is no vasana. Actually, I want sukh. I am running to the object, emotions and thoughts of the world to get the sukh. But if I come to know the source of all sukh, the source is only one. We think there are many people, objects, emotions, thoughts, this and that will give me sukh. We think that way. But a realized person knows the source of all sukh. He goes out to the world only to maintain his body, that's all. So naiskarm siddhi you will get if you act in the world according to your swabhav, according to your vasana, as a seva to the Lord, asakta buddhi, jitatma, with your controlled mind, senses and pranas, biggest prayer without craving for a specific fruit of action, then you will get it. Sannyasena adhigacchati, you will get it. Then Lord says, okay. In verse number 50, he says, Siddhim prapto yatha brahma tatha apnoti nibodhame samase naiva kaunteya nishtha jnanasya yapara. Okay, O Arjun, we are in chapter 18, slok number 50. There are another 28 slokas to go. Lord says, Arjun, again I am telling you how to purify your mind. Number one, how to get this knowledge. Siddhim prapta means purification of mind. How to get this brahma tatha apnoti, how you will get the knowledge of the self. And jnana nishtha, abiding in that knowledge. I will tell you again, samasena, and briefly I am going to tell you. Detail you will find in earlier chapters. Nibodhme, you learn it from me. See, the Lord is so kind to Arjun. Phir se batate hain. Chalo. Okay. Batao, Bhagwan. So Lord says, what we have to do in slok number 51 and 52, we will chant together.
Buddhya vishuddhaya yuktaha. बुद्ध्या विशुद्धया युक्तः धृत्यात्मानं नियम्य च शब्दादीन् विषयांस्त्यक्त्वा रागद्वेषो व्युदस्य च
विविक्तसेवी लघ्वासी
यत वाक्कायमानसः
ध्यानयोगपरो नित्यम्
वैराग्यं समुपाश्रितः बुद्ध्या विशुद्ध्या युक्तः धृत्यात्मानं नियम्य च शब्दादीन् विषयांस्त्यक्त्वा रागद्वेषो व्युदस्य च विविक्तसेवी लघ्वाशी यत वाक्कायमानसः ध्यानयोगपरो नित्यं वैराग्यं समुपाश्रितः.
In slok number 52, Lord tells, if you want abidance in the knowledge of the self, jnana and nishtha, then you have to do dhyana yoga paro. What you have to do? Dhyana yoga paro. You have to do it. But what is this dhyana yoga? Lord says, I have already told you in chapter 6 of Bhagavad Gita, the whole detail is there. How to sit in meditation, how should be your seat, what should be the object of meditation, what type of obstacles you can expect, how to remove these obstacles, everything is, I have already said you. So for the details, consult chapter 6 of Bhagavad Gita. But he says, vivikta sevi. Verse number 52 first, then we will see slok number 51. Vivikta sevi. Go into this solitary place. Ekanta sevanam. Go to the solitary place. What is this solitary place? So Shankaracharya ji says, Aranya, Nadi, Pulin, Giri, Guha, Adi. Aranya means forest. Nadi, Pulin means banks of river. Giri, Guha, cave in the mountain. So what will happen to us? We are in Chicago. I live in the downtown. So there is no aranya, there is no forest there. Only concrete forest is there. All the high-rise buildings are concrete forest, aranya. Giri Guha, cave in the mountain, there is no mountain here. Nadi Pulin, banks of the river, there is no river, but we have got the lake. There is a bank of lake, at least something is there. What that means is that, the implication is that you go to a solitary place where there is no disturbance. No disturbance from the outside. The solitary place can be in your home also. But you have to select the place, number one, you have to select time. Place, okay, you can say this is my bedroom, but don't start meditating on your bed. But here rooms are very small. But you have to find a floor, clean place, no disturbance, put your idol there, sit there, ekant. What should be the time? Not at the time when the children are going to school. Mommy, mommy, breakfast. Or take me to the school. No. The time suggested for dhyan, for meditation is? Brahma Muhurat. What is Brahma Muhurat? 2 hours, 25 minutes before sunrise. Impossible. We have never seen sunrise. You are talking about getting up before sunrise. You see, in the Brahma Muhurat time, there is no disturbance from outside. Even you will find your family members are sleeping, deep sleep. Nobody is going to disturb you. Outside world also, very quiet. At that time, you will do this thing. Vivikta Sebi, then Lagvasi. Who can be successful in meditation? Lagvasi. Lagvasi means moderate eating. If you don't eat, you can't meditate. Because your mind will be always on the stomach, hungry. Kya kare? But if you overeat, what will happen? Sleepy, mind become dull. Sleepy. In that state also you can't meditate. Then how much to eat? So in chapter 6 of Bhagavad Gita, Lord says, Yukta Ahar Yukta Bihar. Yukta. What is this Yukta? How much? In the Bhagavad you will find that in the, whatever is the capacity of your stomach, half should be filled with the food, Anna. 50%. Another 25% with the water. Another 25%. Leave it for circulation of air. What we do? How much we eat? And after that we don't drink water. You know, when Kaviraj and doctors suggest, after eating, don't after half hour you drink a glass of water, after 1 hour you drink. Maybe right in there according to their science, but Bhagavad says like this. Why so? Because the mind should be cheerful, that's all. Mind should not become dull. If you overeat, it will become dull. That is our experience. Each one of us know that. In Bengal, they say, after bhat, you need khat. Khatiya, you need bed. After eating, you need bed. How will I come to know? You have to find your own level. By eating this much, my mind is prasanna, peaceful. It is not becoming dull. That we have to find out our own level. For a physical laborer, it's different. For the intellectuals, food is different. Intellectuals don't eat that much of food which the workers eat. So we have to, each person have to find out that level. The mind does not become dull. That is the criterion. And in Kaupin Panchakam it is said, Vedanta Vakyesu Sadaramanta Bhiksha Anna Matrena Trishtimanta. It says Vedanta Vakyesu always revels in the Vedanta Vakyesu. We all revel into the Sansar Vakyesu. And whatever bhiksha you get, you'll be happy with that. That should be the criterion. Yat vak kaya mansa, yat kaya vak mansa, speech. Vak, speech should be controlled. Kaya, body, and mind, they should be all controlled. Why? Because the mind is habituated for million years to go out. We have to control. When we sit in the meditation seat, what we do? We withdraw from the objects of the world, from all the surrounding. Come to our body, slowly goes to the prana. Then we go into the mind. We see the parade of the thoughts. Then we withdraw. We don't identify with those thoughts. And slowly, slowly the parade and we get into the samadhi. So this is to be controlled. And next, it says nitya vairagyam. It gives an adjective to the vairagya. What type of vairagya? Nitya vairagya. What is this vairagya? Vairagya from the world. Why you should withdraw from the world? Why should I withdraw from the world? Because this gives me sorrow. Many times we have found out what is the source of sorrow. What is the cause of the sorrow? So we have seen in our BMI chart, there are only two things. One is Atma, another is Anatma. Atma is Satchidananda. Since it is Satchidananda, it can never give you sorrow. It will give you permanent happiness. But we are experiencing sorrow. If Atma cannot give us the sorrow, who is giving us sorrow? By the law of remainder, even a child will say, Anatma is giving me sorrow. What is Anatma? Vasana, body, mind, intellect, perceiver, feeler, thinker, object, emotions and thought. This is all Anatma. World is giving me sorrow. How will I come to know world is giving me sorrow? Do the vivek, discriminate, find out the cause. When you find out the cause of the sorrow, you will find it is not Atma, it is Anatma. But the whole world is Anatma, not everything is giving me sorrow. When I go to Switzerland for my holiday, that place doesn't give me sorrow. We enjoy. River, mountains, surrounding nature, we enjoy. Then what is giving me sorrow? To the things and beings I am attached is giving me sorrow. Now you will find out the cause of sorrow. Whenever you are sorrowful, find out where from it is coming. You will find it is coming from your most beloved ones. You are identified with your children, parents, friends, relatives, your house, your car. Why? Identification. Should I leave all those them? No. Should I give 401 to Chinmay Mishra? No. What I have to do? Only disidentify. Use them, but don't identify. So once we find out the cause of the sorrow by vivek, then the vairagya will be permanent vairagya. Now I know for sure that the source of sorrow is the world. That does not mean to give up the world. Don't give up, run away from your family to the mountain Himalaya. No. Only what we have to do, disidentify. So vairagyam, nityam, nitya vairagya. It's not samsan vairagya. or prasava vairagya. What is samsana vairagya? Any individual going to samsana or the crematorium ground, they all talk about Vedanta there. Each one will talk about Vedanta. Kya hai? Jeevan bekar hai. You see, his whole life he was so much. Now he is going empty handed. And when they come out of the crematorium ground, again same. So that dispassion is only for few minutes. Or the prasav vairagya. At the time of the delivery, the woman, all of them to see, never, not next time, ho gaya, kaan pakadte hain, next time no delivery. But Thakur Ramakrishna says, again after 12 months, they are in the hospital. So this is temporary vairagya. Here it is said, nityam vairagyam. Dhyan yoga paro. What is this dhyan? Concentration or meditating on your true nature, on the Atman. We all meditate, but we meditate on the world, on the objects of the world. But here it says you have to meditate on your own true nature. Yoga, what is the meaning of yoga? By concentrated mind, by single-pointed mind. Paro means what? Paratvam. It means it is my duty to do dhyana yoga. Shankaracharya says it is your duty, you should do dhyana yoga para. So these are the four external adjustments which Lord is saying. Now the internal adjustment in verse number 51, he says, buddhya visuddhaya yuktaha. Buddhya visuddhaya yuktaha. The function of the mind is what? Intellect is what? To take decision. That mind should be pure. Pure mind means it should be sattvic mind. Whenever you have to take any serious decision, your mind should be in the sattvic state. If you are working in the office, if your mind is rajasic, agitated, don't take a decision at that time. When the mind is tamasic, it is dull, lazy, at that time also don't take a decision. Decision should be taken when the mind is in the sattvic state, when the mind is brilliant, bright, sharp. It happens only in the sattvic state. And normally we have seen the sattvic state each person gets in the morning. Therefore, in a brahmachari course, Vedanta is taught early in the morning because the mind is fresh, it's brilliant, it's bright. Dhritya atmanam niyamya cha. Atmanam here means karya karan sangat, the body, niyamya, it should be controlled. Dhriti, dhriti means with the firm decision. Sabda adin visayan taktva, what you have to leave? Sabda adi visaya. How many sense objects are there? Only 5 sense objects. What are those? Sabda, sparsa, rupa, ras, gandha. Sabda means sound, sparsa means touch, rupa means form, ras means taste, gandha means smell. Only 5 sense objects are there according to our Rishi Muni. But if I tell you how many sense objects are there, even the greatest computer will fail. You will find out so many things are giving me happiness. Why only 5 sense objects? Because we have got only 5 sense organs. For 5 sense organs, organs of perception, there are only 5 sense objects. Where are the sense objects? They are outside, they are the worldly things. Taktva, give them up. Because I am sitting in the meditation seat. What else? Raga dvesho vidusyacha. Eliminating the raga and dves. No likes and dislikes on the meditation seat. No raga and dves at that time. When the mind becomes peaceful, early morning when you sit in the meditation, At that time you start making the list what is to be done the whole day, one after another. Or you identify with the thoughts which are coming in the mind and you go out. No likes and dislikes at that time. This way we have to do the dhyana. But suppose your mind goes out because it is habituated to go out. It will go million times outside. What is to be done? Yato yato nischarti manah chanchalam astiram tata tato niyamaitad atmaneva vasam nayek. Again and again bring it back. Because it is habituated so, it will go outside. But sanai sanai, again, again, you have to bring it. Jitni bar bahar jayo, utni bar we have to try to bring it back. It will go. Million times it will go. Don't get up. It has gone to Delhi. Ab kya karne? Chalo, uth jao. You have to bring it back again and again. This is practice. It will take long time. What will be the result of the meditation? In the next verse it is said.
Ahankaram balam darpam.
Ahankaram balam darpam.
Kamam krodham parigraham.
Kamam krodham parigraham.
Vimuchya nirmama shantah.
Vimuchya nirmama shantah.
Brahma bhuyaya kalpate.
Brahma bhuyaya kalpate.
Ahankaram balam darpam. Kamam krodham parigraham. Vimuchya nirmama shantah. Brahma bhuyaya kalpate.
Vimuchya, the verb is here, vimuchya. You will be released from all these things. That will be the result. First is ahankara. Ahankar, these are all obstacles in the meditation. Ahankar, ego. I am so and so. Ahankar comes. It's an obstacle. It is said there are five klesas according to the Patanjali. Avidya, Asmita, Raga, Dvesa, Abhinivesa. Avidya, ignorance of your own self. Asmita, ego. Raga, Dvesa, likes and dislikes. Abhinivesa, the fear of death. So crossing over this asmita or the ego is a difficult part. It gives us klesh. It's an obstacle in the meditation. Balam, if I have got the physical strength, then I will go out to do work. Lot of actions will come. In the meditation, no action. So balam is also an obstacle. Darpa, pride. It comes from the elation. It leads to cross the dharma, righteousness also. We don't consider others also respectful. We sometimes disrespect them also. We don't consider them as great. Darpa, this is pride. Kama, desire. If a desire comes, meditation gone. Suppose you to sit in the Brahma Muhurat, suppose. Immediately, Gurudev is to say, copy, 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 copy. Morning you have to take coffee. Stickling here, copy, copy, copy. Let me take the coffee, I have to go there, copy and come back. Now you have got up from the seat. You are preparing coffee now. One desire will drill. One desire will derail your meditation. Krodha, bad or short temper, this also will destroy you. When the krodha comes, first of all you harm yourself if you don't express it. When you express it, you burn other also. Why? When krodha comes, I don't see to whom I am talking. Are they my parent, my guru, my elders, my friend? my employer. Because at that time memory is not available. Krodha, parigraha. Parigraha, mind is always engaged in getting the things, accumulation, one after another. It is engaged. If the mind is engaged there, gone. Meditation go. Nirmama, me and mine. All the possessions which you have got, they all have got a occupied a space in your mind. Nirmama. If you do all these things, then the meditation will be successful and santaha. You become peaceful. Brahma bhuyaya kalpate. You become fit for the knowledge at that time. Brahma bhuyaya kalpate. Kalpate means you become fit to become Brahman. You come to know, if you are successful in meditation, that you are Brahman, you are not Jiva. This is what Lord wants to say to all of us through Arjuna. What should be the upper goal of life? Many people don't know the goal of life also. They all want anatma vastu. Even after telling 1,000,000 times that anatma vastu is changing and perishable, it won't stay with you for a long time. All of us, we go to the temple and pray to the Lord. Oh Lord, give me this thing, give me this thing, give me this thing. Whatever you are asking is only anatma vastu. We never go to the temple and say, Lord, you come with me. We never say that. Lord is waiting, take me home. But we never say. Why? Now we have to give him prasad 3 times a day. But if you think whatever you ask from the Lord, it is always a anatma vastu. You are asking something of the world. And Lord has said in Bhagavad Gita, these people are alpamedhasa. They don't know what to ask. I am the Lord of the whole universe. I can give you mukti. I can give you anything. But the people ask and say, mere ladke ke liye ladki de do. Ladki ke liye ladka de do. He is sick. I don't have money. Give me promotion. All temporary things we ask. So if you discriminate this way, what is temporary, what is permanent, and permanent is also available, so who will go in for temporary thing? Nobody will like temporary thing.
Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha.
Hari Om.